Press record.
Ah, oh, that's right. Welcome to And Then There Were Three, a podcast for new parents, people who have never had a baby before and now suddenly have a baby now, given to you by a couple who have also never had a baby but have a baby now. I'm Nick.
I'm Kylie. And that, I'm sorry, Nick, but that is the longest intro.
37 seconds.
And we have a little guy named Spencer.
I'm a bit rusty. We haven't done this for
It's been a while.
What, 2 months? No.
No.
4 weeks. I reckon it's been 4 weeks.
Yeah. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Why is that? Tell me. What's...
Life. Life will find a way. I don't know. It's just been... We've honestly had the best intentions.
We have. We wanted to be consistent.
Yeah.
Especially because Spencer's in daycare 2 days a week. So really, we've got no excuse. That was like our motivation to do it weekly. Hey.
Yeah. But we're back. So what have we been up to?
What have we been up to? That was a long silence.
I know, it's a struggle.
You're waiting for me to answer that?
Yeah, I want to see how far back you can actually remember. Make sure you're talking to the microphone for the listeners.
I'll lean on the other side of the chair. Oh gosh, we've just been like, and I know it's a bit of a cop out to say we've been busy, but we have just been busy. Just the same old thing, really, working and Spencering and lifing.
Yeah, but what does lifing look like? Got to be descriptive.
Oh, but it's boring. It's like sleeping for 5 hours a night. In around feeds and wakings and cleaning the house and trying to work and failing at trying to work and getting interrupted, and like it's the same stuff, it seems, at the moment. We do have a trip coming up, which I'm excited about, to Newcastle this weekend.
Yeah, that's the future. We gotta focus on the past.
No.
What else can you remember?
They gotta look to the future.
When Spencer's 18.
And we sleep for 10 hours a night.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what 10 hours of sleep
would feel
like?
I don't want to talk about it. I really don't want to talk about it.
Well, this is what I remember from the last 4 weeks. Spencer being sick every damn day.
Being sick a lot.
A lot, right?
Mm.
The poor
bloody
fella.
Winter
in Queensland. We do get a bit cool. Winter is here. Winter is coming.
Winter has come. Yeah, so I think he's had a lot of colds, which means he can't breathe, which means he doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
And in between those colds, they've been, you know, he's gotten over a cold and then he's had a, you know, that night, he's just been straight back to his old routine, which is generally waking up once, maybe twice during the night.
Yeah.
And it's been absolute bliss.
And we wake up feeling like new people.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so we're like, oh, we broke it. Well done, mate. You did it. You did it. And then a day later...
he gets sick.
He's like...
Oh. Sucks. Hopefully soon, like, his immune system... because obviously when they're born, they've never had anything. Like, they're these precious little pure bundles that have never... experienced any kind of sickness. It's okay, it's just a bird outside. Hopefully his immune system, like, hopefully being sick so much means that his immune system will catch up, and then all of a sudden he'll be like the strongest boy ever that's never sick.
Or he'll be sick so much that his immune system is constantly depleted and therefore gets sicker and sicker.
No.
But we could have certainly had it worse, I'm sure. And we did have each other to rely on. So it has been a tiring few weeks. But what have we done socially? We went to a first birthday party.
We did.
I've got to be honest, apart from my niece, that's the second first birthday party I've ever been to.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually been to any, apart from, nieces and nephews.
Having a kid, for the first time I was... I think last time with Darcy, with my niece, we went there and you're chatting with people you know, it was kind of like friends and family and things like that. Whereas here, like this one, we only really knew the couple, right?
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know anybody else.
And they've obviously got a one-year-old. And it's the first time we brought a baby to a baby's party. Yeah. I didn't know what to expect.
Do you know, I found it really hard to actually... So normally when you're on your own, you can obviously engage in good conversation and, well, you'd hope to, and enjoy yourself and things. But when having Spencer there, I found it really hard to actually contribute 100% to conversation. So obviously we're talking to people, but I've got to have an eye on him. He's down on the ground eating grass. So I've got to keep rescuing him, and then he keeps, you know, clambering all over the place and trying to crawl places. And like, it was quite distracting. I found it hard to engage properly with people that I've never met before.
I think that is a cop-out. I think that's a bit of an excuse, Miss Kylie.
If I didn't... No, like, I was talking to people, but if I didn't...
Yeah, I was there as well.
Yeah, but... See, but it's different. Mum and Dad, it's different because when I look after... Okay, we just need to talk about this because when I look after Spencer...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually going to do myself a disservice by saying this. But when I look Please after continue. Spencer, I take a little more... He takes a little more attention than I think when you look after him. And also...
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you're much... you can tell I'm choosing my words carefully.
You can say what you want. Say what's on your mind. This is a good therapy session.
I've got two things on my mind. So I think, for one... You let him do way more stuff that I would never let him do because I'm scared he's going to hurt himself. But you let him kind of explore freely.
Yeah.
So at a party, I have no doubt that you would get chatting and get engrossed in a conversation and he would crawl off and hurt himself on a slippery slide or something. Like, that would happen. Whereas I think I'm a lot more attentive and scared of what could hurt our son that's in the big wide world. Anyway, so there's that. Secondly, I do want to say, and this is completely off topic, but I've noticed the last couple of weeks when I'm looking after Spencer, of course I look after him like, you know, you'd expect, normally would, but I also get other things done. So I hang out washing, I clean up after him, I pick up the toys after him, I wash bottles after he's had them, I'm able to do other household duties. I've noticed when you're looking after him, and you're laughing, you know what I'm exactly what I'm going to say. When you're looking after him, you don't do anything else. It's like this one focus, which is great because he's safe and I really appreciate you giving him that attention. But the house looks like a bomb hit it. Like, you don't do anything else.
Well, I've got to say, I can multitask. It's just there's really good stuff on Netflix when I'm looking after him.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay and he's... swearing, that's not really appropriate for Spencer to be listening to.
The stuff you watch is far less appropriate. You watch MasterChef, but let me tell you, you watch some pretty dark stuff.
Yeah, but not around him.
Gritty dramas. Not around him, all the time.
I've watched it all, I don't anymore. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because I think it's interesting.
Look, that's a fair point because I... agree with you to a point, and that at the end of the day, I do clean up and I do try and reset a fair amount. I'll accept I don't get everything because you and I, and this is probably its own podcast, have completely different standards when it comes to clean and obsessively insanity clean.
Can I just say wiping the benches after you do the dishes when there's like bits of lettuce on them like last night isn't obsessively cleaning.
We didn't even have lettuce last night, so joke's on you.
Well, there was lettuce on the calendar.
Oh, that's probably from the other day.
Okay, but my point being that if you don't do it during the day, it takes a lot more effort at the end of the day when you're exhausted. So when I come in, or when you do help, when you clean at the end of the day, there's a lot more to do than if you had it picked up during the day.
Yeah, I agree. It's just
it feels good to get that out.
Just different parenting. Has that been eating you up?
You've it's been really annoying me.
Stewing on that.
It's been really, since Monday, it's been really annoying me.
I do. I've noticed it more myself. Because I have less energy, I'm like, oh, I'll just leave it there till later. But it's only like, there's paint and picture. It's not like there's...
I'll leave it there for Kylie to pick up later.
Choose to pick that up. I will clean it up eventually.
Yeah, eventually being the key word, people.
There's no difference then. I clean it up. Anyway, can I go back to the first
I digress,
child
yes.
birthday party?
Of course.
So yes, Spencer was crawling around. Not really, because he's scared of everyone. So he's like a foot away from our legs. So we always knew where he was. He doesn't trust grass, doesn't like the way it moves, so he just sits there. So this picture you painted of him going AWOL in this vast jungle,
no,
I take a bit of issue with.
No. He takes a while to warm up to new places.
But the thing about, like, interacting, I made a joke earlier and said, like, I think it's a cop-out to say, oh, I'm looking after Spencer, so I haven't really engaged as much in
talking to people. I struggle in social
situations. I get bloody tired. I'm exhausted. And so that's one thing I thought of. There are a few parents there and things like that. And all I could think of was going, like, I love socializing. I love meeting new people. But I was just thinking about, oh my God, it'd be nice to just be alone right now. Or I tried to hold conversations and very quickly just nod and like, oh yeah, okay.
And do you know why that I think that happened as well? It's because we were going to get a coffee on the way, remember, and we were running late. We didn't.
Yeah.
That's where we fell short. Yes. We had have got a coffee first. And we'd had a bad night the night before as well.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Spencer was again sick.
That's true. We hadn't had our 15th coffee for the day at 11 AM. That was our mistake.
Oh. But it was good to be, I must admit, it was good to get out as a family, because we don't do that as much as I'd like to.
No.
Because of life.
It
was good to get out as a family on a Sunday, Saturday? Sunday? On the weekend.
Yeah, on the week, whatever.
But it was good. It was good to, I've always struggled buying presents for kids.
Oh, okay. So this is why I wanted to talk about it. So, what can you give a brief overview as to some standout presents that you've bought children?
I buy horrible children's presents. Like, one, they're never age appropriate, mostly because I forget how old the child is. So I've got two nephews. Three now. But at this time I had just the two nephews, and I bought one of them a Nerf gun, not realizing that he was way too young for it, and apparently he shot himself in the eye, so my sister threw it away. So, like, it's not an intentional thing that I buy things.
It's a good play for fun aunt, though.
Oh, well, it failed because he hurt himself and then his toy got thrown away. But
yeah, but you weren't the one to throw it away.
It's true. That's true. But yeah, I've always not been very good at buying children's presents and even remembering, like, kids' birthdays.
Well, I struggle with it because, yeah, remembering kids' birthdays is terrible. There were no reminders on Facebook of my niece's 3-year or 2-year birthday recently. 3-year, 2 years.
2 years.
And we literally just realized on the day, and we're like,
Which I know.
I think it's Darcy's birthday.
I know your sister doesn't mind. But I want to get better at it. Like, I want to be one of those people that just remembers.
Yeah. So you can use this thing called a calendar. I've heard about them.
We need to do that. We need to get a family calendar.
Exactly. We do need. I made fun of my mum back in the day in the 90s when it was glued to the fridge or wherever it was.
Oh, she's a smart lady.
Oh, it's your second, third cousin removed son's birthday. That thing was chocker.
Gosh, I don't think that's a joke. I think you're being quite serious.
I think that's number one. That's how we avoid that in the future. But yeah, I have... What the hell do you buy babies? Because all I know is what... At Spencer's age right now, that's my only exposure to being around children. He's 8 months now. Being around children who are interacting with something. So at 8 months, he's not really doing much. He's still pretty happy over the empty water bottle and rice inside it. You know, he's not at Nerf gun level yet.
No, that's true.
He couldn't even shoot himself in the eye.
No.
So how do you... I can't even think 3 months in advance going like, what development stage will they be at? And that's why, obviously, the ages on the boxes probably do indicate. But you're like, do I just buy them...
No, you're clothes? Right, because it's hard to know. Even Toys R Us, a big toy company here in Australia, so they were going into...
I don't think anyone's ever heard of them.
I'm pretty sure everyone has. I probably didn't need to explain that. Yeah. But they, I know you're being sarcastic. They just went into liquidation and so they're having a massive sale and everyone was like, oh, you need to go and get Spencer's first birthday presents. What am I going to get him? I don't know what to get him for his first birthday. Probably something inappropriate. Even with him, I've bought him things that he's not ready for way too soon.
Oh my God, you have. Okay, so let me see. Let me think.
That big car thing?
Yeah, so bought him a little car seat thing that sits on the floor, has like this electronic steering wheel and things like that.
But you need to be able to sit up, being the key.
Yeah, they need to have their core strength, their shit sorted there.
He did not have that when
you bought that when he was, what, like 4 months?
I just thought he was getting bored with what we had.
Yeah. You thought he was getting bored of lying there for months on end.
But that was quite funny because we put him in it and he had no core strength. So he looked like a gangster. He just like slouched down.
Slouched back. He did not look happy. But we found it hilarious. Of course, that goes into the old video and photo archive for his 18th birthday.
So funny.
What else have you bought him? I feel like you've actually made 3 or 4 purchases that I've questioned.
Been a few things. Well, at the moment, he's got a walker. And he's the right age for, but he just hasn't figured out yet.
Yeah.
What else did I get?
Buying him things that... I just couldn't, like, he just wasn't at that stage. He wasn't.
Well, the rice, even you mentioned the water bottle with the rice in it. I made that when he was like a month old and he didn't really know what it was.
It just rolled off of him every time. You put it on him, it just rolled
off
him.
And finally he shook it and I was so happy.
Yeah. Shook it by accident.
Presents are hard.
Presents are. So if you're confused about what to buy a child, don't worry. So are we.
Yeah, and I think just go with the age on the box.
But when they're young, you know, when it's like 2+ and 3+, okay, that's easy. But what when they're a baby?
But like,
there's no guidelines.
Yeah.
Because they're not even interacting or anything.
But that's when you get, is that when you get them clothes or like?
Yeah, but what did we actually get her? I can't even remember. Yeah,
No, we got her like this plush teddy that's like, it's a bit educational as well.
Yeah,
it goes through the alphabet and talks and does different things, which I like. I always like toys to have an educational spin if they can.
It was age 7+, I think. I think I saw the sticker.
Sorry, Hannah.
Oh, man.
It's a bit tricky. Anyway, so that was fun.
Spencer seems to have doubled in size. That's not the case, but he's gone from, you know, a big 6-month-old baby to
he's a little
beefy,
boy now.
Yeah, he's really changing from, I think he's really changing from baby to boy.
Yeah, I agree.
His features.
Yeah, and his attitude, he's getting a bit of an attitude. Like when you take something off him or when he wants something he can't have,
oh my God.
I can tell, like he gets annoyed.
Yeah.
So he's going to, yeah.
And he kicks up a bit.
I have no idea how to discipline children. It's going to be really interesting. I think I need to read a book.
I'm going
to
start with screaming and work back from there. Books and education, hey?
Oh, I need to learn some stuff.
And you did, what did you send me yesterday on Facebook?
So with the whole sleeping thing. So obviously he's been sick, which hasn't helped, but I still don't think he's a very good sleeper normally. He hasn't learned how to self-settle or to put himself to sleep, which I think at 8 months, come on. I think he should
do that.
So what I sent you was, obviously I was really quite tired when I sent it, but it's just a link to a sleep consultant on the north side of Brisbane.
A hotel that you're going to.
Oh no, like a sleep consultant that does like, so they offer pretty amazing services, but you can have like an in-home consultation where they come out to your home. I think it's about $300, but they go through different techniques. They look at what you're doing and your routines, things like that, and put something into place for you to action. And then obviously check in and make sure it's working. Mm. But they also do an overnight consultation where
they
come.
They stay in your house?
They stay the night. They come at like 8 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock at night. And stay through till like 6 in the morning. And they're there the whole night. So whenever they wake, they show you how to resettle, how to settle, what they recommend. It's like,
oh my God.
It's like $900 or something.
That's awesome.
It's good to know not, I don't think we're there yet, but it's good to know that there's help like that available.
Yeah, that's
by
true.
Professionals that if you got to the end of your tether,
yeah,
we could go, oh my gosh, let's just try it.
Yeah.
Let's get somebody in to help. So that's what that was.
You don't think you're at the end of your tether? You had a pretty rough night the other night, didn't you?
Not yet. I had a rough night when you were away. That was the worst. What was that last weekend?
Last weekend, yeah.
You were away for the night and he woke up every hour. My mum came to stay, but he, like, she was no help because he wouldn't let her do anything. But even she came downstairs at like 10 o'clock and was like, I'd lose my shit. How are you so calm?
But you handled that well.
Oh, I had to. I think when you have to.
The other night you didn't. But.
No, the other night I was in tears. I had to wake Nick up at like 3 a.m. I was just crying.
You did well, though. Nearly three hours of trying to settle him.
And it's just the screaming. If it was just him asleep in my arms, not wanting to be put in the cot, I can handle. Yeah. But when it's the screaming.
This piercing scream.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. And it's just so draining.
Yeah. And then he's getting so strong, he pushes you away.
He is getting strong.
So he'll like claw at my face or like push me away, like try to wriggle out of my arms. And oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So hopefully once he's over this cold, no more.
Hopefully.
No more crazy colds.
Hopefully.
Bring on spring.
Or we need to save up $900 to get some help.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, but yeah.
And so, off to a trip. So we'll tune back in next week and we'll discuss our trip. We've taken Spencer on flights before and Dan to see my family who are interstate.
Yeah.
But it's been a while, right?
And the last time, I do remember the last trip, like last flight we had, he would have been like 6 months old, 5-6 months old. But even then he was more independent, wanting to get down, not wanting to sit still for quite so long. It's only an hour flight, but it was still a long time for a kid.
See how we go, eh?
So this one might be interesting.
See how we go. Oh. Well, I reckon we can call it there. Nice quick back into it. So for those of you listening, thanks for tuning in. If you know anyone who is about to pop with babies, make sure to share this podcast with them. If you know any other friends who have babies and they don't know what they're doing, that's Kylie's phone.
Sorry,
which means
that's your dad calling me.
Oh, hi, hey, father. He's probably doing a butt dial.
I'd say so.
He's famous for it. Make sure to share this podcast with them. So thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll catch you next week.
Catch you later.